So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Ethan Brokenshire, and he's hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Tuesday, the 24th of May. Hi, Ethan. So you're hosting the open mic night at Alexander's Live on Tuesday. Do you know any of the acts that are going to be playing?
Yeah, I know that Rhys Byrne will be making an appearance.
Amazing.
He popped up on the scene, maybe about 7 or 8 months ago now.
Cool.
At one of the Telford's open mic nights, and straight away is a crowd favourite.
Oh, wow.
And there's loads of fantastic musicians around that have been popping up and coming out of the woodworks since COVID's finished.
Yeah, I love that.
So it's nice to see the scene kind of, coming back into its own again.
Most definitely, most definitely. And you're a musician in your own right too. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I've been playing guitar since I was about 6.
Yeah?
Doing session work here and there, playing bass for a couple of bands as well as guitar, and singing. I used to be in a band in Chester called Foxy Morons many years ago.
Oh, I remember them. I'm sure I interviewed them at some point.
Yeah, many, many moons ago that was now. But yeah, just doing solo stuff at the minute, working on getting an EP out hopefully at the end of June.
Amazing. What's it called?
Originals. It's just going to be under my name, so it'll be under Brokenshire.
Love that.
Nice and simple, easy to find.
Brilliant.
But yeah, it's nice to get the scene back up and running. It's been too long.
Most definitely. Well, keep us updated on your EP and we'll share it as it comes.
Will do.
So what are your thoughts on Alexander's Live as a venue?
It's the oldest running open mic night in Chester.
It is,
as a venue. Obviously, since Jamie's taken it over, it's gone from strength to strength. Their comedy nights are some of the best around for a good radius. And obviously, being a grassroots venue, you can't miss out on the summer festivals and their day fests for the bank holidays, because they're always just great.
It always seems to be sunny as well, doesn't it?
Oh, it's always sunny. I don't know how they do it. They've got some deal with the devil to give them the best weather that you can ever imagine.
And Jamie did a great job to keep events running throughout the COVID craziness as well, didn't he?
Yeah, bless him. He did his hardest to keep that place alive, because, I mean, you'll know yourself, being around the venues, that they were some of the hardest hit during the whole crisis. So, seeing as many around the country that have been suffering for a grassroots venue like that to stay afloat has been phenomenal.
Yeah, it shows its strength, definitely. So, as a singer-songwriter myself, I have many a night sharing my music back in the day at the open mic nights at Alexander's Live. What would you say to musicians out there that maybe haven't had a chance to share their music to encourage them to do so?
Your best bet is to just do it.
Yeah.
Everyone's nervous that first time. I remember when I started off as an accompanist, so I would play for other people singing. And then it wasn't until I just decided one day, well, maybe I'll try it. And then
you do
it that once and you'll catch that bug.
Yeah.
But everyone has their moments. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
All human.
We're all human. That's what I always say.
And as soon as you realise that 90% of the people in that crowd know that it's not a professional gig.
Yeah, and have your back.
And they're just there to support you and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously you're going to get that one or two that's going to be a bit of a pain.
Yeah.
But it's life.
It is.
And that's character building. You learn to play off that, and you learn to deal with that kind of scenario.
Yeah,
but that very rarely happens.
Yeah.
Most people are very, very supportive.
Yeah.
And they know it's hard to get up on stage and be on your own up there.
Exactly. So make sure, if you're a musician, get to the open mic night at Alexander's Live on Tuesday. And people that may want to hear some fresh local talent, they should come down too, shouldn't they?
Oh, 100%. You've got to support your local artists, because you never know who's going to be who.
Exactly.
I mean, you look at Alexander's Duffy from years ago.
Exactly.
Duffy was a waitress at Shea Jules just across the road.
Yeah.
And she started off doing the open mic nights at Alexander's.
Exactly that.
And there's enough talent around with all of the open mic nights throughout the week as well.
I know, so we have a great scene, and as you say, it's great that it's come back with a vengeance, with a good vengeance after the craziness of COVID as well. So will you be hosting more open mic nights, and is this your first?
This will be the second or third one I've hosted at Alexander's now. And I'll definitely be going back to do more. I host I'm one of the resident hosts for the Open Mic Night of the Saddle on a Wednesday as well.
Cool.
Whenever Bernie's away, and I'm one of the rotating hosts at Telford's.
Brilliant.
So I'm always around.
Yeah, I love that. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Ethan. All the very best for Tuesday and all the best for your music. Make sure you keep in touch and let us know when your EP's out so we can share the music.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I will definitely slide a copy through the letterbox as soon as it's done.
Definitely do. Thanks, Ethan. Thank you.
No worries.
That was Ethan Brokenshire there, and he's hosting the Open Mic Night down at Alexander's Live in Roof's Court in Chester this coming Tuesday. And as mentioned before, Rhys Byrne's going to be playing down there this coming Tuesday, and here's one of his amazing songs. Enjoy!
Sorry if I don't cry. The tears are too shy. So don't take it for a lack in me. In the heat of the moment, tears don't flow down to the doorstep, they just haven't left on their way. Don't mistake it for a lack in me. In the heat of the moment,
was Rhys Byrne, and he's playing down at Alexander's Live at the Open Mic Night this coming Tuesday. So if you fancy sharing your music, maybe you have never done it before, pluck up the confidence and go down. You will absolutely love it, and once you do it once, then there's no turning back. And if you just fancy listening to some fresh new music and positive vibes down at Alexander's Live this coming Tuesday, then just head over there and you're in for a treat. You know